Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2102, recorded on Thursday the 5th of March 2020, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm Trevor Wood, and I'm joined by Sophie Yeomans.
Thank you, Trevor. We'd like to welcome new listener Mr. Tony Beals from Old Buckingham. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with the week's news, we have two features, one from an amateur meteorologist, Norman Brooks, and the other about how new technology is being used to solve cold cases. We also have letters to the Evening News along with Information Desk. The March issue of the Norfolk Magazine is now available, so that will be with you this week too. We begin with news stories that include how leading lights in the region's tourism industry are recognised, and a battle is won over a parking charge. But first, the city's railway station saw a tragic incident.
Police are investigating the death of a 17-year-old boy at Norwich Railway Station. The youngster had been electrocuted, and British Transport Police said they are still looking into the circumstances which led to his death. British Transport Police confirmed the teenager's family have been informed. They have not released any further details of the incident, but are still investigating what happened.
Norfolk novelist Rose Tremaine has received a damehood from the Queen at Buckingham Palace. The 76-year-old, who lives in Thorpe St Andrew, was made a dame for her services to writing in the New Year's Honours List. Dame Tremaine said, "I feel rather moved by it, actually. I think it feels especially good because writers aren't often given these things." The author, who has served as a Chancellor for the University of East Anglia, was receiving her second honour, having already been made a CBE years ago. She was one of only five female writers to be included in writing magazine Granta's original list of 20 best of young British novelists in 1983. Her novels and short stories have been published worldwide in 27 countries and have won various awards, including the Orange Prize for Fiction in 2008 for her book The Road Home.
A woman who has destroyed her children's lives by stabbing to death their father in front of them has been jailed for life. Jaya Malar Kumarathas, 55, had gone on trial at Norwich Crown Court, having denied murdering Kumarathas Rajasingham, 57, following an attack at their home in Burdock Close, Wyndham, on March the 16th last year. But despite being taken to hospital, the victim died the following morning as a result of multiple organ failure arising from stab wounds inflicted by his wife in front of their children. Jaya Malar Kumarathas was sentenced to life imprisonment with a minimum term of 16 years after a jury took less than 2 hours to convict her of murder.
The region's top tourism firms have celebrated their industry at the annual Norfolk and Suffolk Tourism Awards. The awards, hosted by Archant, the publisher of the Eastern Daily Press and Evening News, and sponsored by Host Seasons, brought together businesses from across the sector. Winning the Outstanding Contribution Award was Paul Searle, the boss of family business Searle's Leisure Resort in Hunstanton. This resort has been in Sunny Honey, helping make happy memories for holidaymakers since 1910, when William and Alice Searle set up a successful boarding house. William purchased a plot of land to keep donkeys and would sell caravan pitches in exchange for a bag of potatoes. And by 1934, it was the start of Searle's Leisure Resort. Hosting the evening at Milsom's Kesgrave Hall in Suffolk was David Whiteley from the BBC's Inside Out. Other winners included Palace House, Newmarket, the home of Great Britain's National Heritage Centre of Horse Racing and Sporting Art in the remaining part of Charles II's Racing Palace. It scooped the Berry Savoury Best Small Visitor Attraction Award, centred around Holcombe Hall, an 18th century country house built for the first Earl of Leicester in North Norfolk, received the Berry Savoury Best Large Visitor Attraction Award. The Imperial Hotel Yarmouth won the Customers at the Heart of Everything Award. The evening was kicked off by the business editor of the EDP and the EADT, Richard Porritt, who said, "Awards like these give us the opportunity to celebrate some of the wonderful things we do here in the East of England and make sure everyone knows what the region has to offer."
When the Whalebone pub first opened, William IV sat on the throne and police forces were being set up for the first time. The Magdalen Road pub has remained a mainstay of its community since it opened in the 1830s, as both the world around it and its customers have evolved. Despite a challenging climate for pubs, it has passed more than 190 years in business, and its team are determined to enjoy a future in its long-established home. Owner Mike Lorenz took over in 1992, and with General Manager Steve Fisk, have worked together ever since, forging a pub which is home to several local groups, sponsors the Old Cat and Cricket Club, runs wine and rum tastings, organises a popular charity beer festival, and is a go-to for sports lovers. Mr. Lorenz, 76, said, "We see ourselves as a community pub which has survived. We are still investing to try and meet the needs of the public, which are changing every day." He said a key shift during his career had been the number of women visiting pubs and the move away from cash. They say 60% of their take over the counter is now on cards. The smoking ban of 2008 and a decline in the number of people drinking out. But Mr. Lorenz said nothing could replicate the atmosphere of a local pub. While some pubs have opted to specialise, carving themselves out a niche, the Whalebone intends to cater for all. That variety is visible. Part remains a traditional pub drinking area, including original features, while a separate space is now dedicated to a modern wine bar.
A former police officer has accused a parking company of threatening motorists after he overturned a £100 penalty for a four-minute stop. Inspector Adam Hayes parked behind the post office at Earlham House in Norwich in May 2017 to pick up a parcel for Norfolk Police. Mr. Hayes, who has since retired, said he regularly parked there on police business, but this time he received a penalty notice from National Parking Enforcement, NPE. The parking rules at Earlham House have been contentious for years, with traders claiming in 2016 that customers were being driven away. Mr. Hayes, 52, refused to pay the charge, arguing that the signage was poor and motorists were allowed to stay for 10 minutes free. NPE rejected his appeal and took him to Norwich County Court. But at a hearing, Mr. Hayes won. District Judge Nicholas Reeves criticised NPE for not including photos of a sign showing Mr. Hayes was allowed to park for free for 10 minutes. Judge Reeves said he was dealing with a host of parking charge cases at the moment before a law change comes in, bringing in stricter regulation of private parking firms.